Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
The Triple M Grill Team for Toyota Hilux, Australia's favourite workhorse vehicle.
It's 8:02. The Grill Team with Gus, MG and Matty Johns.
Now, Gordon Tallis is owed a beer from Mick Potter, the coach of the Tigers, because Gordon Tallis, in my opinion, is the reason why Mick Potter's been kept on his coast for the rest of the 2014 season. Woke up Sunday morning and Dean Ritchie wrote an article for the Daily Telegraph where he correctly said that after the game, there was going to be a board meeting there was going to be a meeting of the administration at the Tigers where Mick Potter was going to be released, win, lose or draw. So when we arrived at ANZ Stadium yesterday for Triple M Sunday NRL, there was myself, Gordon Tallis and Paul Kent. Mate, there was so much emotion on the ground to start with. There were Tigers fans there and everyone, like, you got to understand that this is a group of supporters who are looking at a young side who are one win out of the top four going, hang on, we're right on the cusp of the finals and they're going to sack our coach.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? We were talking about it. In the article, Dean Ritchie spoke about there are senior players who wanted to remove Mick Potter. We said that what everyone else basically been saying all the time, that it was Robbie Farah, that Robbie Farah and Mick Potter have a problem together. We had a number of callers ring up who were Tigers fans, not only saying that they were so disappointed in what was going on, but also the fact that confirming the same, they've heard the same thing, that it was Robbie. Now, it was unfair to Robbie just to let it go to air without giving him or his people some right of reply. Mm. Robbie had a game in 2 hours, so we rang his great mate and longtime manager, Sam Ayoub, and this is what Sam had to say.
Sam, interesting times we're here. We've got people telling us that there's a monumental feud going on between Mick Potter and Robbie. Mate, is this true?
Mate, can I tell you, it makes us laugh. It's hilarious to just listen to how it's built up to be. It's genuinely laughable, especially when these allegations are thrown at Robbie. Given the fact that Robbie again rang Grant Mayer on Friday night after, I think, Gordy and Robbie exchanged some texts, because again, Robbie was furious about allegations being thrown at him. That just false. They're totally incorrect.
Sam.
And Gordy, let me ask you, if you believe they are, do you know who's conveyed them to you?
Because Sam, Robbie Farah told me to my face, I don't go on anybody else's, Robbie Farah told me to my face when I was at Triple M last year on a Saturday show. So he told me. He told me that Michael Potter can't coach. He told me. I'm not saying
I don't go on
Chinese whispers. I go on
that's
what he told me.
So
okay, so that's what he told me. So then Robbie's telling me to get my facts right. My facts come out of his mouth. And then I didn't want to say that. I was about to let it slide,
ago,
right? Because I'm paid for my opinion. And on Friday night, they asked me, and I gave it.
Respect your opinion.
And
but,
then
but
I wasn't even going to bring up the text messages.
So, Robbie's
changed his opinion. And I said, Robbie, your silence is deafening. You are not supporting the club. It's one and all, and you're their best player. You're their captain. You're the most powerful player. Get in behind your club. You are a chance. It's a, mate, everything's gone. And now even all the West Tigers fans here are clapping. Mate, Robbie's silence is deafening.
Surely if they want him to stay, though, they can come out and say, you know what? We want him to stay. I can't, because the minute that happens, that then quietens all these whispers. But that hasn't happened.
It was an incredible day there yesterday. We're outside Gate 5 at ANZ Stadium, and there was a couple of hundred Tigers fans at one point, and they were just riding the emotion of that last couple of hours. We started with all those calls. At 1 o'clock, we had Sam Ayoub. Then at 1:25, we spoke to Mick Potter, a demoralised Mick Potter. And then, of course, they went out and played. It was 22-0 at halftime, and they were beaten comprehensively, the Tigers. And this is what Robbie Farah had to say at the press conference after the match.
Not happy about it. And he knows I'm not happy about it. It's completely false. You know, I don't have to sit here and justify myself and Mick's relationship. You know, we understand that. And, you know, we got a job to lead this club. And we're doing the best we can. You know, some people out there need to go and get their facts right before they want to run their mouth.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what happened just before that. Gordon Tallis went onto the field. Gordy, as I spoke to Gordon last night, I said, hey, you travelling, brother? He said, Matty, I'm fine. He said...
He's an honest man, Gordon.
He said, I've never walked away from a fight in my life. So at full time yesterday, Gordon, fair play to him, went out for Triple M, walked straight on the field, went up to Robbie Farah.
And how did Robbie Farah cope with that?
Mate, he tore into Gordon, and Aaron Woods had to go up and drag Robbie away, and Gordon stood his ground. As you'd imagine, Gordon's never backed away from anything in his life. So they were standing there and Aaron Woods went over to defuse the situation and pulled him away.
The thing I find bizarre about this whole scenario is that the Tigers should be celebrating the fact that they're on the dawn of a new era.
Yeah.
The fact that they've been written off before the season started. Everyone said they're going to be wooden spooners, but here they are, a game out of the eight. They've got a plethora of young kids that most clubs would love to have. Mm. They've got a coach who I know personally is one of the game's best men. Not just tacticians, but one of the game's best men. He's a top bloke, Mick Potter. I like the Tigers. I like Mick Potter. I want him to sort it out.
Gordon Tallis said to me, he said, Matty, you know what? He said, I wasn't going to say that to Sam. He said,
no, you could tell.
But he said, it got to the point that I feel that I was being painted as a liar. And he said, I just had to be honest, straight up. And I've got to say, outside of my wife, Gordon Tallis is the most honest bloke I've ever met. Sometimes honest to a fault.
That's even thrown me in the situation, like me in the scenario.
MG, you're a pathological liar.
Let's speak to Damien and Hornsby, boys. He's a Tigers fan. He's had a gutful. Damien, tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Look, you've hit the nail on the head. We've got a chance. You know, we're not going to win the comp, but we've got a chance to make the finals. I've had a gutful, mate. I used to be a member. I gave it up this year. I put the blame on the board and the administration. Butt out and let the players play the game. We're sick of it, mate. I've had a gutful. So have all me mates. We've really had enough, mate. I give up my membership. I haven't been to a game this year. I watch it on TV. When the ball went out off the kickoff yesterday, I knew straight away the boys were distracted and they were going to have a crap game. And look, all we want to do is go and watch a game of footy, mate. If the head office has got nothing to do, go and get some money for the Tigers. And while we're at it, fix the toilet up the northern end of Leichhardt Oval. It's like an open sewer. Like, there's plenty of things they could be doing instead of sticking their 2 cents worth in and destabilising the team. Mate, I've had enough, mate.
Yeah, it is destabilising.
I love the Tigers, but I've had enough.
Damien, one of the problems there is that there is a real power vacuum at the Tigers because there is no board in charge at the moment. They're going through a They're sort of, you know, redesigning how the club and restructuring how the club's what it's all about. But it was a very disappointing display. And as you said, this can be more than just a rebuilding season. Got some great young players, but it's just been derailed.